It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
Right now. Hey, welcome to Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love here on Podunk Radio. How you doing tonight, El Bandito?
Ooh, I'm doing better than ever after coming off of an amazing weekend at Reunite 2.
Oh, what a show that was. I have to say, man, I don't think I've seen a local event like that in quite a long time.
Absolutely, senor. There's nothing like it in the area.
You know it, man. Seeing all those bands get back together for a night and just rocking, and what a cool atmosphere the Stillery had.
Yeah, like I was saying last week, it is such a romantic and beautiful place. It's exactly the kind of place El Bandito always wants to be. And when you add in a live rock show to that same romantic theme, then you end up with this kind of high adrenaline romantic, sexy scene there that is quite the place to be.
Oh, definitely, man. There was lots of people there, and just everything was great, man. Like, you know, the drinks were good, the food was good, and just all around a good time. What a great weekend. I mean, started off with, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes. St. Patrick's Day is always a favorite of mine. It's just another excuse throughout the year to try and get lucky.
Oh, you know it. Speaking of getting lucky, that was that night, you know, for getting lucky at the Stillery. So that actually is our topic for today, is we're actually asking who got lucky on St. Patrick's Day.
You know who we should ask about that? Our own resident evil leprechaun.
Ha ha, you know it. Yeah, we're going to definitely reach out to Mr. Chucky Bucks again and see how he's been doing since we last left him. But more about Reunite 2, how about we talk about some of these bands that played? El Bandito, what was your favorite?
I have to say, I think my absolute favorite was watching on Watership Down. They just absolutely brought the house down.
Oh, you know,
they have such an amazing stage presence. They don't stop the whole time. They're just absolutely rocking and rolling.
Oh, yeah, and definitely we got to give a shout-out to All Pro Audio, who are providing the sound and the lighting. Some of the lighting stuff that they had going off during on Watership Down was just so cool, man.
Oh, yes, because, you know, as the name implies, All Pro Audio gives you an All Pro service, you know? So they have this great, amazing sound, and that's what you think of. You think, oh, man, I'm going to get the most top-quality sound money can buy. And you do. But you also get a little bit of extra stage lighting. It's going to be synced up to your sound. You know, it's just an all-pro performance all the way around.
Oh, you know it, man. I have to say that my favorite act of the night was seeing GLAAD. You know, I had heard a lot about GLAAD, but I had never really had a chance to see him live. That was a little bit before Charboil's time. But, man, did they bring the house down. And, like, they, you know, I'd have to say, man, like, that place was packed.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, a shout out to every single one of the performers there. I mean, they were fantastic. Loyal Frisbee was great. I got a chance to meet Loyal. He was a super nice guy.
Certainly.
You know, Mind Like Water. Fantastic.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, how could you not love them? They were great.
Yes. Of course, Mr. Joe Dyer had a big hand in making Reunite 2 happen.
And I know Mr. Joe Beatty, the lead singer for them, you know, he had to travel very far to come and see us. So a big thank you to him.
Certainly. And we have to talk about Exploding Horse Boy or
Tishy Pop.
Yes, the Tishy Pop Revolution. We had the Exploding Horse Boy was scheduled to play, but unfortunately for them, they were murdered on stage by Tishy Pop. So it looks like we will be hearing some more from Tishy Pop soon. But what a wild and just very art-filled set.
I had a gentleman in the crowd ask me, he said, hey, what do you interpret from this set, you know?
Oh, yeah?
And I told him, I said, you know, this is that kind of high-level art that is very avant-garde, you know? And you have to look at it, and you see their performance, and you see the girl in the zombie mask with the long hair, and she's holding a chain to another girl who's wearing, like, a little teddy on stage, and
then,
like, a Phantom of the Opera mask. And then there's, you know, the gentleman in a kind of, like, hobo-esque French maid costume, beating people with a giant illuminated candy cane. And I had to tell him, I said, you know, this means something different to you than it means to me. You know? And that is what makes the set so special, is that it reaches out and it touches you on a level that only you can experience.
Oh, definitely, El Bandito. It was very entertaining. And what was really cool is everyone stuck around and checked out the whole, you just couldn't walk away. You know, it was, you had to see definitely what they were going to do next.
Yeah, it was one of those events that you know, it's like, you don't really know what you're seeing at first, but you know you can't miss it.
And like we said, I mean, all of the acts did a great job. And like Flynn, they were great to see, you know, bringing that old school Vero Beach punk back.
Oh, yeah. They're another one of those bands that just rocks and rocks and rocks nonstop. I mean, they hit the stage and you're jumping from the minute they start playing to the minute they walk off.
Oh, definitely. And the Alleys and Nick Kay's acoustic set, that was a very nice way to start off the evening. And like you said, Mind Like Water was definitely a great closing act.
Absolutely. So all in all, you know, it started off with a beautiful acoustic set that really could move you and bring you in the building for a nice cozy evening. And then they just kept turning up the energy as the night went on and closed it out with a smashing show.
Oh, definitely. And they had Surge on sale again. What an awesome tradition to have the old school Surge. I know it's a little more readily available now, but it's still kind of hard to find. So it's really cool that they go out of the way to bring that to the event.
Oh, yes. All the different things that they bring to the event that give you that reunited feel. You know, they have the classic kind of merch table in the back where you can buy some t-shirts and band CDs and raffle tickets to win prizes, and they have raffles throughout the day and little videos that they play, and
you know
it's a very old school feel to the Reunite Festival. It brings me back to watching shows 15-20 years ago. It's quite an experience. I really enjoy it. So thank you to all of you guys for putting that on. The Maximum Entertainment people, they're fantastic.
Yes, Maximum Entertainment, Big Dog Comics, Distillery, all those guys, Stoked, you know, and you know, everyone did a great job. We can't wait for the next one. Well, it looks like it's about time for us to take our first musical break. We got a track here by Professor Shy Guy. It might sound familiar, but with his own twist. Enjoy.
Sing it inside and out, and love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Dancing, you know it, baby. Gone too.
Ooh, that was Professor Shy Guy with Don't You Forget About Me. And I just want Professor Shy Guy and all of you beautiful people out there to know that El Bandito will never forget about you.
Awesome, El Bandito. Yeah, that was a cover of a Simple Minds song from back in the 80s. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes, I absolutely recognize it. Who can forget Judd Nelson? He was fucking harsh.
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah, it was... Is that true?
Yeah, it's Judd Nelson from The Breakfast Club. They play that song at the end where he puts his fist in the air at the end of the movie, and this is the song they're playing?
That's right, that's right. I forgot about that. The Breakfast Club, yeah, another... Man, now we're reuniting with the 80s here. But definitely, yeah, Professor Shy Guy is great. He's from Nashville, Tennessee, and he's always making his way around the states and bringing along with his unique blend of... chiptunes and nerdcore, and he's just a very cool, nerdy, experimental rocker.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a super good guy too. I mean, you will see him when he goes to a show that the other performers will ask him time and time again, "Hey man, jump in on a set. Hey man, jump in on a set." And I think we saw him maybe 2 years ago at the Orlando Nerd Fest. And
yes.
At the end of the show, they called him on stage and they said, "Hey man, you performed in 11 sets throughout the course of the event." And everyone just wanted to say thank you and we love you. He's just a super good guy. So, you know, go out and see him, show him some support, jump on his band camp, buy a bunch of stuff from him and tell him that Charbel and El Bandito send his... our best.
Definitely. All right, El Bandito. So what do we got going on now?
Well, I think we're going to try to get Senior Chucky Bucks on the line. We're going to find out if he got lucky on St. Patrick's Day, you know, because through all the commotion of Reunite, we kind of seem to have skipped right over St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, this is true, man. Yeah. All right. All right. Here he comes.
Can you hold on a second? I have Carl waiting.
Hey, Chucky Bucks, how you doing? You're on the line.
What's up, Naga? Where's my $5 gift card?
Hey, we sent you that gift card. What are you talking about? Did you not get that in the mail yet?
Nah, you guys had me leave without my $5. I wanted half a Bloomin' Onion. And,
No. We were supposed to have our producer send that to you. We will check with him. I mean, you got your Jack Daniels, so
yeah. And
what about my apartment?
And our security guard Will. He said he escorted you out.
Yes, but where's my apartment?
So you said we threw you out of here.
Yeah, you threw me out without my gift card.
No, we didn't throw you out. I mean, you were mostly walking on your own power.
He threw me out by what was left of my hair. And he put a hole in my Megadeth shirt.
Oh man.
Oh, well, maybe we'll buy you a new Megadeth shirt.
No, we're not going to buy him a shirt. What are you talking about? We'll get you...
my apartment over here?
We'll get you that gift card.
Right now, I'm living in a garbage can outside of your house.
Hey, so let's get this straight. So you're living in a garbage can, but you still have cell phone service, huh?
I do, and I'm playing Zelda right now. Actually, I'm playing Twilight Princess HD.
Priorities are important.
So garbage can.
Who is this guy he keeps talking about?
El Bandito.
Hey, we want to ask you. So, how was your St. Patty's Day extravaganza?
Oh, it was good.
Did you get lucky?
Nah, no.
El Bandito said that he saw you down at the Stillery getting drunk.
I might have been.
Oh, you don't really remember, huh?
Nah, not too much.
I heard you got into a fight with two leprechauns down there.
Those were leprechauns?
Like, he doesn't even remember. He was that drunk that he doesn't even remember.
I don't remember shit.
Are you drunk right now?
Nah.
Hey, listen, if you're playing a Zelda game from like 10 years ago, you should be drunk.
I should, but it's the HD version. It's HD.
So let me get this straight. So you have an HD TV in your trash can?
El Bandito's trash can.
So let me get this straight. You have an HD TV. You're playing Zelda games on probably like a Nintendo Wii or something, and you want us to cough up $5 for a gift card after you busted up part of our studio, spilled Jack Daniels everywhere.
Yeah.
Today on the Power Hour, we're going to be playing a song by The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando titled Mario 3. What do you think about Mario?
I love that fucking song. I love that fucking song.
Okay, so if you had a choice to make love to Super Mario in the frog costume or the raccoon costume, which do you pick?
El Bandito's mom.
No, seriously, come on, which one do you pick?
I'm going to do Toadstool.
Okay, see, that's good. See, I had a bet with Senor Boyle that you would definitely want to do Super Mario in one of the two costumes, so.
Oh, okay, here you go, El Bandito. Here's that $5 gift card I owe you.
Oh, good, thank you, thank you.
What about me?
What about you?
I don't get... Where's my $5 gift
card? Hey, you're lucky enough that El Bandito's letting you live in the trash can outside the studio.
Yeah,
you guys blew up my apartment.
Well, come into the studio and you can pick up your $5 Outback gift card.
You picked up you blew up my apartment. That's why I'm living in El Bandito's garbage can.
No, yeah, and I understand. You know, sometimes these things happen in the superhero business that we bust up your apartment and everything like that. But, you know, we're not financially responsible for repaying that damage. You have to check with FEMA and stuff like that. But for the time being, go ahead and come down to the studio and we'll get you squared away with your $5 gift card.
Oh, good, because I could sure go for a half a blooming onion. If that's about all I'm going to get for $5.
Well, you should have done better on the questions. That's not our fault that you only won $5.
No, you're a prick.
No, you were mumbling and all drunk, and you sounded terrible.
Exactly.
You guys were putting things in my mouth.
Hey, El Bandito is good at that.
You know it.
Yes.
Why do you do this? Hold on, we
got a buzz in security guard Will here. Hold on one second.
What is he going to do? Throw me out of my garbage can?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
So yeah. Will, if Chucky Buck shows up and tries to get in, don't let him in. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
What the fuck?
El Bandito, you didn't mute him. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
You guys blow up my fucking apartment. Then you renege on a $5 blooming onion gift card. You know, and that was cheap whiskey anyways. I don't think that was Jack Daniels in that bottle.
Yes, it was. That was Jack Daniels honey, man. That's the good stuff. I just got honey around for the honey, you know?
You broke my shit.
Well, I can tell you this. Guess what?
You broke my shirt.
No. Listen, Senor Chucky Bucks.
You guys had a horrible St. Patrick's Day.
Well, guess what? We have a brand new contest this week. As many people may have seen on the flyers and advertisements we gave out at St. Patrick's Day at the Treasure Coast Freak Show at Reunite Fest, that the Power Hour of Love is having a contest right now to win a romantic dinner for two. Would you be interested in winning that?
Yeah.
Okay, then all
I could always eat two dinners.
Well, to enter the contest, you have to go to our Facebook page and like us, and then we're going to... go through a very methodical, random type screening process to determine the winner. So go ahead and visit our page, The Power Hour of Love on Facebook, and, you know, throw us a like, you know, write us a comment or something. The more interaction you have with us, yeah, the higher your chances of winning get.
Did it come with Jack Daniels?
Yeah, if that's what you want for your dinner, you know. I mean, if you're having that kind of liquid dinner, you know, recharge the old batteries there, then sure.
I could go for two liquid dinners.
But it's, remember, it's supposed to be like a romantic dinner. So do you have a beautiful, significant man that you would like to take with you?
Rosie Palm and her five sisters.
Well, all right, Chucky Bucks. We'll talk to you soon. But you have yourself a good night and enjoy your Zelda in the trash can.
Oh, I love Zelda in the trash can. That's good shit.
Okay. Thank you, Senor Chucky Bucks. Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And for all of you listening at home, yes, the contest applies to each and every one of you. So please feel free to jump on Facebook. Go ahead and like our page. Leave us a comment. Tell us you love us. Tell us you want to win the dinner for two. And, you know, like we said, in a couple weeks, we'll go ahead and select a winner. And, you know, it's your choice who you want to take on your romantic dinner. If you want to take Senor Boyle, if you want to take El Bandito, if you want to send the two of us, go ahead and let us know.
If they want to have a bad night, they could just take Chucky Bucks.
Yeah, if you want to take Chucky Bucks, go ahead. He might take you out to a nice garbage can meal. You have a nice hobo dinner and some Jack Daniels. So,
Chucky Bucks, you know, always got something crazy going on or telling somebody something that they didn't do for him. Or
you know it. It's never his fault. He never takes his own responsibility. It's just every, you know, the world hates me. The world is trying to get over on me, but... Hey, you know, you feel bad for him. We try to do what we can. We try to get him his gift certificate. But now I feel like he's going to come and vandalize the building, right?
Yeah, totally. And he actually mentioned that you know, our security guard, Mr. Will, is you know, that he mistreated him. I think we need to follow up with security guard Will and see, you know, how much truth is behind this.
This is true. This is true. Let's see if we can get Mr. Will on the line real quick.
Yep, let's buzz him on down on the phone.
Okay. Okay, so security guard Will, can you make sure not to let the Senor Chucky Bucks back in the building?
That guy? That swab? The one that throws up all over himself? If I see that guy, I'm going to kick his ass. I'm going to take my knife to go. I'm going to kick his ass again.
Yeah, we heard from Chucky Bucks earlier. He said that you ripped his Megadeth t-shirt.
I don't care about his damn Megadeth t-shirt. If I see that same head again, I'm going to beat his ass, take his... Making that t-shirt and
jumping
up his ass.
Awesome. Well, thank you, security guard Will. Like, we're glad that you always keep things safe for us here at the studio.
That's my job.
Oh yeah, and you have to check around the trash cans. He says he keeps poking around the trash cans around outside the studio there.
That's because he's trying to make a new home. I ain't gonna let that fool make a new home. I'll toss him out again.
Perfect. Thank you, security guard Will. Well, we'll check in with you a little later.
We knew we could count on you, sir. Thank you.
Well, it's so good that we have Will the security guard watching the door down there.
Oh, definitely. I feel much more secure now knowing that he's out there keeping the street safe and keeping Chucky Bucks the hell away from us.
Yeah, hopefully he'll shoo him away from that trash can with all of his, what was he saying, a Zelda game and HD TV. That, I just don't know about that guy. Maybe he had one too many down there at the distillery.
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty much like he's just drawing a HDTV on the inside of his his Zelda thing. It's just like a picture of Link that he touches himself to or something.
It's kind of like that old movie Hook, like where they just imagine they had food. Mm-hmm. Like he just imagines he has all these things. And yeah.
Well, it was nice to hear about Chucky Bucks' experiences, though, on St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, it sounds like he didn't get too lucky. And if he tries to get back down to the studio, he's not going to find very much luck trying to get back
in
here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Will, the security guard, is going to give him anything to feel lucky about.
He will say, "You shall not pass."
But it makes me wonder, what about the rest of our listeners out there? Has anyone out there gotten lucky on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yeah, that would be really cool to hear from some of the listeners there. Why don't we have them call in while we listen to this new track by the Ghetto Zombies?
Ooh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. So if you got lucky or if you want to tell us about how you didn't get lucky, feel free to call us up, and we like to discuss it with you on air.
All right. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Here's the Ghetto Zombies with Adrenaline.
Thank you. yeah, make you feel alright.
Now that was Adrenaline by the Ghetto Zombies. And if that didn't get your adrenaline pumping, then you're probably a zombie.
Oh yeah, man. Like, the Ghetto Zombies? They're from right here in Stuart, Florida.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the one thing that's cool about them is that not only do they make some awesome punk rock tunes, but they also dress up and have a little bit of a stage show with their act.
It's always good to get a song and a show.
You know it, El Bandito. Yeah, they're a really cool act to see. We're definitely going to have to check them out soon.
Yeah, you're going to have to let us know when they come by.
Will do.
Okay, well, it looks like we did get a couple of calls during the break, and I just want to remind everyone, you can always get a hold of us at powerhouroflove@gmail.com. Shoot us an email or a message, and we can get in touch with you if you'd like to call in and be on the air with us. Otherwise, it looks like the phone lines have pretty much filled up, so let's go ahead and get right to it. It looks like we have a sexy woman's on line one named Becky. Becky, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, Becky. We want to know, did you get lucky on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I got lucky. I got lucky with my three favorite men, Jim, Jack, and Jameson.
Nice.
Does Jack have a last name?
Mr. Daniels.
Oh, Jack Daniels? Oh, I love the Jack Daniels, too. I mean, maybe not, you know, like getting lucky kind of love, but yeah, I love to indulge.
I don't know. Maybe we should get Becky together with Chucky Bucks. They both seem to like the Jack Daniels and stuff on this. Would you like that? Would you like to get together?
I would have to advise you no.
Okay, well, that's too bad for Senor Chucky Bucks, but hey, we tried.
But yeah, thanks, Becky, for calling in, and definitely we'll have something cool heading your way from the Power Hour.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hey, El Bandito. We got a special surprise right now.
Ooh, what have you got?
Oh, you remember Tony from a few weeks ago who called in during our Valentine's Day special?
Oh, yes. He was calling. He said things had gotten a little stale with his wounds.
Yes, well, he's called back in, and he wants to tell us about how, if not, he got lucky on St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
Hey, Tony, you're on. How you doing?
Oh, hey, guys. What's going on over there?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, man. We had a really good St. Patrick's Day. How about you?
Hey, listen, I called in tonight because I got to tell you, you know, that advice that you gave me last time, shitty as it was, man, I went a whole different route, but I got lucky.
Oh, awesome, man. We're so happy to hear that.
Oh, you see, now that's what the Power Hour is all about, man. We spread the love. See, we give you some advice and some opinions, and that germinates inside of yourself and becomes all of these beautiful, wonderful thoughts that you had on your own. And now look, boom, you get lucky.
Well, we got to ask.
Nah, bullshit. Bullshit.
No,
you
that's...
fucking guys don't know what you're talking about. See, here's what happened, right? I go down to the bar with my old lady, right?
Okay.
She goes out with this other dude on the dance floor. They leave together. I pick up a blunt. We go home together, and bada boom, I got lucky.
Well, wait, that was the advice we gave you, though.
Exactly. That is true. That was the advice that El Bandito did pitch. So,
nah, fuck you guys. That was my own shit. That wasn't your shit.
You know, because, you know, there's one thing to be said if you got lucky with one chick, but if you got to be like the Boyle, you get lucky with two chicks. Tony, you still there? I think Tony must have a bad connection.
Uh-oh, did we lose Senor Tony?
It seems like that might be the case.
Well, that's okay. Maybe we lost Senor Tony, but, you know, we try to help him out and give him some good advice, and then he wants to tell us, no, our advice wasn't helpful, whatever. Come on, Tony, you have to give credit where credit's due.
Hey, El Bandito, it looks like we have another caller on the line. We have Dan. Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
Oh, hey, Charboil and El Bandito, how you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good over here. Why don't you tell us about if you got lucky on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, from what I can remember, I did. Honestly, most of the night's kind of a blur, but I seem to remember having left probably the third or fourth bar I was at with this. Oh, man, I know you guys would love this. Just this gorgeous, gorgeous, tall, leggy blonde, figure eight, you know, big chest, big behind, you know, could barely fit into my Porsche.
Oh, you have a Porsche?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to hear about the Porsche. Tell us more about this this beautiful woman. Does she have big, pouty, beautiful lips?
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, man, I mean, you know, it's a freaking Porsche, man. I mean, I would dare say that my Porsche has as nice of a body as this lady did, but that's beside the point, though. You probably drive like an El Camino or something,
So, are you guys, are you still a thing?
Well, I mean, other than, like, some clothing that she seems to have left behind and some other items that need to be cleaned up afterwards, I'm not really sure because my point is that, quite frankly, I can't really remember much of her face, and I don't know if that's due to the alcohol or the fact that I didn't spend much time in that particular hemisphere, and I can't remember her name. Quite frankly, I can't even remember if I even asked her her name.
Oh no!
Yeah, the point is that I'm hoping by calling in and talking to you guys about it, I know you guys have so many listeners. I'm hoping that she'll recognize me from either the sound of my voice or my description of the time we had, and I can get back in touch with her. Because
tell us more about her, so she knows who it is that she's looking for.
Oh, geez. Well, what can I say that I think would be appropriate for?
You did say a blonde with a big behind and big breast, and she should know
long,
that you had
long legs. You said long legs.
Should have had a. She would know that you had a Porsche.
And
that's true. But then again, this could be like a Cinderella story where as soon as I say I have a Porsche, you know, you get every single blonde from, you know, every shadowy corner of Southeast Florida coming out to say that she was the one. And since I've already admitted that my memory isn't the greatest concerning this event, odds are I probably would just accept whoever came out of the woodworks. But I could find this particular one, that would be great.
Okay. So, yeah, if there's any, like, long-legged, beautiful women out there with big breastises and big behinds and long, blonde, beautiful, glowing hair and thick, luscious lips and sparkling blue eyes, feel free to call the Power Hour and ask for El Bandito and, you know, maybe we get together sometime.
You know, and now that you mention it, El Bandito, the more I think about it, I think that my memory is so splotchy from that night that I can't even say whether or not she was whether or not she was a blonde. She might have been a redhead. Hell, she might have even been a brunette. I can't really remember. The only thing that I can remember for sure is that she was a single woman who was good looking and who was aware that I had a Porsche. So that's pretty much that's pretty much my bottom line. And
sure.
You know, I'm actually really flexible on that too. So
okay.
Yeah, pretty much any single women who are down for a ride in a Porsche in more ways than one, yeah. You probably fit the description.
Well, you know, Dan, it sounds like you are able to get plenty of women on your own with your fabulous Porsche. So I have to say, if there's any beautiful blondes, brunettes, redheads, white-haired ladies, you know, black-haired lady, whatever kind of hair you have, you know, if you're a beautiful woman, call El Bandito. The hell with Dan and his Porsche, and he's getting enough girls. You can call
come
me.
Come on, what, no, what the
and
hell?
We'll
come
put
on
we'll
now.
Put a nice box spring down in the back of the El Camino, and we'll go look up into the stars.
You'll have to show him your
supercharged engine.
And then the car is souped up too.
You'll have to show him your sword, El Bandito.
They can show me their bumper.
All right, thanks, Dan.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Okay, well, it looks like that wraps up all of our calls for tonight. I want to thank everybody who called. Thank you for calling in. And I want to remind all you beautiful peoples out there that you can hit us up at any time on Facebook, drop us a comment, share a beautiful photo of yourself with us, and we will enter you into winning our sweepstakes for a romantic dinner for two. And you can also email us at powerhouroflove@gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing. Ask us any questions or topics that you may want us to cover. And maybe one day we can put you live on the air with the Power Hour. So what's up next, Senor Charbol?
Well, El Bandito, it's come to be that time that where we go down the list of events for the rest of March and into early April.
Bien, bien, bien. Let's go ahead and get into some events then, and let's see what's good.
All right. Well, on March 24th, down at Terra Famada, we have the Bunny Gang, which features members of Flogging Molly with local support by Break the Hero. That's $10 at the door.
Wow, that sounds pretty awesome. So the bunnies, huh? Is that like an all-women's gang?
No, actually, I'm not actually sure if there's any women's in this group, El Bandito. Mm. But most importantly, a member of Flogging Molly is a participant in this band, which is a very big Irish-themed punk rock, you know, band that do a lot of tours. They go on the Warped Tour, and they're really popular amongst the punk rock fans.
Oh, yeah, that Irish punk rock is always the jam, man. I totally love that stuff.
Especially with it just being St. Patrick's Day, that will be a real treat.
Oh, yeah, so if you're still in the mood for a little more Irish action, man, come out to see them at Terra Firmata.
Yep, and that's on March 24th, $10 at the door. So what's next, El Bandito?
Let's see, we have the Ignite Pro Wrestling at the National Guard Armory on March 25th.
Oh, Ignite Pro Wrestling. You went to this last Ignite event, correct, El Bandito?
I did. It was just a few weeks ago, and I have to tell you, it was super exciting. You know, they had a really nice setup in there. The place was nice and clean, and it was an action-packed show, man. They had some high flyers, some old-school, like, you know, power wrestlers. It was just really cool.
Awesome, man. And that, you know, from what I understand, back in the day, that's where they used to always do the wrestling events.
Oh, yes. It has been a popular venue here locally for a long time. And, you know, now that we have like the Lucha World Order coming in, you know, I have to go and see them, you know?
Oh, definitely. Who knows? You might be the next member of the Lucha World Order.
Oh, I'm hoping so. I don't know if I'm as talented as these guys out here, but I'm certainly trying.
What do we have coming with this edition of Ignite Pro Wrestling?
They're going to have a WWE SmackDown GM, Teddy Long.
Oh, Teddy Long. I remember him from back in the day. Yeah, he would always come out and, you know, he tried to keep order on SmackDown.
And if that isn't enough to pique your interest, they also have some superstars from TNA and the Ring of Honor.
Wow, that sounds like a great local wrestling event. We're definitely going to have to go try and check that one out.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely one I'm going to try and catch.
All right, what else we got going on?
Well, next up, we have Unwritten Law at the Inlet on March 26th.
Oh, I remember this one. I think we mentioned this last time. That's the one that has the local support by Church Girls and OSF?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, we've heard OSF and Church Girls on here on the Power Hour, and I know they're going to do a great job opening up for Unwritten Law.
Oh, yeah, so it'll definitely be great to go down and catch OSF and the Church Girls. I mean, we heard them here last week, the OSF, and they had their track off the album, The Birth of Sex Metals. And, you know, as much as I used to brag that I was actually at the birth of sex metals and participated in the conceptions of sex metals, they are definitely the birth of sex metals.
Definitely, El Bandito. I think it's going to be a great show. It's awesome to see the local guys supporting Unwritten Law, who's on tour right now.
Definitely. And if we get down there to see the Church Girls too, hopefully Natasha won't mind the restraining order being violated a little bit to go and say hi.
Oh, El Bandito. Well, coming up in the first weekend in April, up in Orlando, we have Spooky Empire Retro Have you heard of Spooky Empire before, El Bandito?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, man. You know like how we talk about MegaCon and some of the other comic book conventions?
See?
And we just went to the Treasure Coast Freak Show, which was a horror convention.
Yes, that was very fun.
Yeah, well, Spooky Empire is like the MegaCon of horror conventions here in Florida.
Oh, so it's like the biggest and the best.
Pretty much, man. As much as we enjoyed the Treasure Coast Freak Show, some of the things that you could see at Spooky Empire, you probably won't see anywhere else.
Nice. Well, what do they have?
Well, here we have some featured guests that will be appearing at Spooky Empire. We have the legendary Alice Cooper.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's not going to be performing, but you can go there and meet and greet and get some photo ops with Alice. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of his stage props, you know, he used to, you know, cut his head off on stage and all this cool stuff. So it'll be a real cool thing to see Alice Cooper. Then we also have Heather Langenkamp from the Nightmare on Elm Street series. She played Nancy in the first Nightmare movie. So she was technically the first person to ever defeat Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I would definitely say she was like practically the star of the movie, you know?
Exactly. Definitely a scream queen. Then also we have Twiggy Ramirez from the band Marilyn Manson.
Ooh.
I think we saw these guys about a year ago at Rockville.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. At the Rockville, it was like everyone thought it was going to get rained out, and I think Marilyn Manson did too because I think he just got to drinking, and when they finally told him he had to actually hit the stage, it was kind of a mess.
Oh, it was pretty bad. But, yeah, Twiggy's awesome. You know, he used to, I'm not sure what instrument he's playing. I mean, it's some sort of a guitar. Like, he used to be the bass player, and then he did, like, the rhythm guitar. But he probably just plays all the damn guitars now in the recording thing. But, yeah, so you can meet Twiggy Ramirez of Marilyn Manson. Then also we have Alex Vincent, who played Andy in Child's Play.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he was a little kid at the time. But, you know, now Alex Vincent has grown up and you can meet him. And El Bandito, here's, you know, at least for us, I know this would be the star of the guest here. At Spooky Empire Retro, you can meet Troma Films' Lloyd Kaufman.
Oh, Senor Kaufman, yes. We have met him several times, and I have to say, considering he is, you know, an avid supporter of Del Taco, I am an avid supporter of his. Yeah. Or wait, was it Taco Soul?
Taco Soul.
It was Taco Soul. All right. Yeah, Senor Kaufman is super fun. You know, every time we see him, he has a million jokes a minute. You know, he always has some interesting stories to tell you about how he probably broke 10 laws making his latest movie and how he, you know, managed to film near a building on fire just to get some shots of a fire truck. And, you know, just he's always a good time. He always has awesome stories, and he is a super fun and nice man.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
take the time for you as an individual fan, you know, and he signed all sorts of books for me when I bought them there, and he writes something funny in all of his endorsements. He's just, if you haven't met him before, you have to go down there and see him. He's a blast.
Oh, totally. And he's a big supporter of a lot of different independent projects. So definitely, yeah, you know, go down, meet Lloyd Kaufman, meet Alex Vincent, meet Heather Langenkamp, and the legendary Alice Cooper at Spooky Empire Retro. That's April 1st through the 3rd in Orlando, Florida. I think it's about time for us to take another musical break. Here we have The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando with their newest hit, Mario 3.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo!
But we're back in this bitch, you know we're scratching that itch.
Now throw a turtle shell, I'll bet you, and I'll bust your lip.
Third game, and fuck getting old. All we do is fart and curse, so fuck it, we're golden. The king has been transformed, and toads are calling. Now I'm in the grassland, and Luigi's following.
We're in the grassland,
you're in the grassland.
I got cash in my hand,
got that cash in your hand.
And I'm rolling up coins for that ass. I got 15 cents, and you're all getting smashed. You know, cause we're swag and stuff, so cool. We're getting crunk or whatever.
Oh, no.
Italians. The name's Toad, you can call me Toad. You're up in my house now, I'm a little humble abode. Ain't got no guest bed, guest room, not even a guest chair. No bathroom, just the three wooden chests there. So let me guess, you're gonna take my best shit and peace out like, what the?
Except for- wasn't I here, I'd be out getting.
What? You know, that is why they call them the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, because when you listen to them, every song is a freaking adventure. You know, I feel like we traveled the whole Mushroom Kingdom right there.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely.
From end to end, from Koopa's Castle to the lowest pipe, you know, to the bottom of the deepest weird sea.
Oh, you know,
they,
man.
They take you back and forth around the whole place. I mean, man, what an amazing team.
Oh, man, you know it, man. And like, yeah, I remember those water levels in those games. Oh, those were just... those were like my worst enemy.
Oh, totally. You know, and that's funny you mentioned that. You know, that they had Brentalfloss singing with them on there. He does a whole song using the tunes from
the underwater
levels. Yes. Oh, and he wrote it like a love song too. It's hilarious.
Oh, we'll have to play that in a future episode. I'd like to hear that. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, Brentalfloss and the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando. What an awesome combo. We played some Action Adventure World and Amazing Brando a few weeks ago, and it's really cool to have a track of theirs with them performing together.
Absolutely, Senor. That was a great track.
Yeah, I know up there in Michigan right now, it's probably pretty cold, but you know, they'll have to make their way back down here to Florida sometime soon.
Maybe they should take some advice from their own song, retire and move their asses down to Florida. We'd love to have them here, wouldn't we?
Oh, you know it, man. We could always use the help of fighting a lot of these super villains. And, you know, I don't think we've fought any giant dinosaurs lately, but you never know here in Florida.
Oh, yeah. If there's one thing I do know is that the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando would stomp the balls off them. So.
Definitely. Well, what a great show we've had so far. We got to talk about Reunite. We got to take some awesome calls, hear about people's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we had to talk to Chucky Bucks, but I mean, hey, whatever.
Yeah, but you know, I think Will, the security guard, will keep us safe from that guy.
Let's hope so.
Well, next time on Charbel and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love, we're going to be getting into a lot of the events that are coming at us in April.
Okay, so that's going to about wrap up this amazing show for today, but we want you to come back in 2 weeks when we have a brand new episode, and we're going to be talking about the 5 best places to go on a date. Because a lot of people, you know, they like to go on a first date sometimes, and they're like, hey, dinner and a movie. And that's fantastic. That's a great date. It can be very intimate. It can be very romantic. But some people, hey, they get kind of bored with it. You know, if you want to do something special, you want to do something amazing, and you really want to knock the socks off someone new and interesting, we're going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah, can't wait to hear that, El Bandito. I need some new ideas myself.
El Bandito has plenty of ideas for all of the beautiful people out there and the wonderful and fun things they can do, because if there's one thing El Bandito knows how to do, is take any situation and make it romantic.
You know it, man. All right, everybody. Look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks on Charbel and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love.
Spread the love, everyone.
Yeah.
Things were going so great, but what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.